This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
All right, hey, we have the dynamic duo from Visa here. We have Celeste Schwitters right next to me. Celeste, how are you?
Hi, great, Mike. Great to see you again.
Good to see you. Last time we saw each other, we were on the other side of the planet.
We were. And so, see, we just hop from beach location to beach location.
That's right. Let's keep that theme, shall we?
It's a tough job.
It is a tough job. And then right over here next to Celeste, we have Anne Dolligale. Anne, how are you?
Great. Good to be here. Thank you.
Good. Well, I'm glad both of you guys are here. And I know the conference hasn't even started out yet, but what is Visa's purpose in being here? Celeste, I'll start with you.
PSU is a key strategic partner for Visa.
Yes.
So with all of their credit union relationships, we look to them to pilot and work with us on various products and services.
Okay.
So we couldn't do it without them.
That's
so
true.
We're excited to be here.
Well, it's a very nice symbiotic relationship, I hear.
Yes. Definitely. So we look to them to understand what their members need, and we produce and hopefully bring to market combined products and services that they can use.
That ultimately benefits the credit union and the member as well.
Absolutely.
And Anne, I mean, so tell me, what are you looking for at Member Forum this year? What do you guys want to take away? What does Visa want to take away?
Great. Yeah, you know, Visa has a really unique strategy. I'm happy to just join the team about a year ago, and we're bringing kind of a regional strategy into the community space.
Right on.
So we divided the country into 8 regions, and we have an individual in each state, which I think is amazing because it really brings somebody who understands the state. They live in the state. They know the business environment, the political environment. So I'm happy to lead the Midwest region. I'm thrilled to be here in the warm. But, you know, it's really fun. It's really fun to get in and really understand the credit unions and really, you know, be their partner and their strategic partner in growth. And you can only do that when you're in the market.
That's right. That's right.
Really important.
Well, and you couldn't have chosen a better conference to come to really get acclimated and all that here.
Oh, yeah.
The member forum covers it all and then some.
Right.
So, yeah.
Payments is not getting any easier.
No, it's not. It's just getting faster, more complex.
So having people that can walk you through along with PSU, what you should be navigating about, this is our role.
And you guys will be talking about a lot of that this week with various credit unions and other folks at PSU. So
vendor showcase is starting up tonight. So really excited to see that.
Yeah, I heard that is like next level. So I haven't been there.
I haven't
either. So I'm very anxious. Okay. Well, all right then. Twist my arm. All right. Hey. What's that, Anne?
Kim Lawrence will be here tomorrow.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
She is speaking with Chuck.
Yes.
On the main stage.
All right. And I hear there's 1,200 people here. They set a record. So once again, another conference that sets an attendance record.
Yeah.
So it'll be good to see that on the main stage tomorrow. All right, guys. So I want to switch gears a little bit here. Some news that I just found out about, and it's all surrounding interchange. And so, what, Celeste, you want to start out? What's going on here? Because it sounds like they're trying to tax the interchange or something like that? You know about this more than I do, so
yeah,
I'll let you...
So thanks for the question. Well, what we are seeing, before I get into the specifics on interchange, is just that there's a lot more lobbying against interchange in the states. So it started with Georgia, it's moved to Florida, bills in North Dakota.
Goodness.
So things that we had seen more on the national level have migrated to the states because it's easier sometimes to get bills passed through the state legislature.
Oh, I see.
So that's one piece. But yeah, it's there's always going to be pressure on interchange. It will be across multiple segments, and so right now we're just seeing it in the states.
Oh, good. Okay. Anne, you want to add any to what you know about this area?
That's why it's really important that we have an individual in the state that can really advocate for our clients really educate them on how it impacts them, and also, you know, really grassroots, bring them into the discussion so that they understand what the impact is, and also from a political standpoint as well.
So what is the impact on this if things go that way? So,
well, the impact is it's really hard to, from an interchange perspective, to negotiate state by state level interchange, because it just doesn't work that way. Like, that takes a lot of architecture from a systems perspective.
Yeah.
So if you think about how the interchange works, it's not, we don't develop it at a state level. So just the sheer operational impact to something like that is not possible or feasible. And then, like you said, the grassroots is huge just to educate. I mean, a lot of it is like how you educate the folks that are passing these bills. They don't really understand how it works.
That's what I heard. They don't understand the operational issues. Right.
So really a lot of our job is education along with you and advocacy.
And credit unions can do their part as well, as well as the state leagues, I've heard. So
yes, these are huge.
Yeah.
So we really look at it as education, like what are the issues? They're different in every state. And then how do you look, what kinds of materials and data and education can we bring to bear to be sure that everybody understands the issue? It's really easy anymore these days to have a sound bite on something and just say, hey, it's going to be better for the merchants or it's going to be better for the issues. And like, so really education and doing a deeper dive.
What's the context of that sound bite a lot of times? So yeah, so, oh my gosh, doesn't this... We started the top of this conversation about payments are complex. Doesn't it make it more complex?
It
makes it more complex, but also keeps it interesting, right?
I mean,
it's, and I don't think this was ever not a topic. It's just it's moved in a different direction. So interchange has always been a topic. Like, you know, any there's a lot of players in the industry that want you know to be in the payments business. So tech players, fintech, so all of that's just going to keep. But there's enough business for us all.
Of course, but yeah, it just makes it that much more complex and another hurdle to jump over. So, oh my gosh, guys. All right, and I'm sure this topic will be the buzz in the hallways for sure, I bet. All right, guys. Well, anything else to add, Anne? Anything else to add here?
Happy to be here. Happy to meet everybody and really learn together.
Yeah.
And just network. So, yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. Nice to meet you as well, Celeste.
I guess we'll see each other at another meeting somewhere.
Yes.
Somewhere soon.
I can't wait to join again.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for all your time and your insights as well. Always appreciate it. And go have fun. All righty.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, guys.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how credit union experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.